Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The 6th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals concludes today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Cowboy Church will be held this morning at 8:30, and the finals will be held with special introduction at 11:30 and performances at noon. The winner of the Queen Contest will also be announced before the noon performance. Cost to attend is $9 for adults, $8 for students and senior citizens, $4 for children 6 to 12, and children under 6 are admitted for free.
The Gospel Greats. Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour two of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balcom, and today we're celebrating Father's Day.
I want to say to all the dads, all the pops, all the grandpas, happy Father's Day.
Coming up, some great stories and songs for Dad.
And to me, he was the best dad ever.
It's all great gospel coming up right here on The Gospel Greats.
What this dying world could use is a willing man of God, dares to go against the grain and work without applause.
The man who raised the shield of faith, protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle, a man whose word is sure. God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authorities to reason him away.
He doesn't need an army to guarantee a win. He just needs a
just needs a few.
Few Good Men, the Gaither Vocal Band, and friends. Jim Brady talks about the influence of his dad.
I'm so blessed with just a wonderful dad. My dad was a preacher of the gospel for over 50 years. And I always joke and say my mom preached to him for 55 years. So I grew up with a great family. My dad left a wonderful legacy. He went to heaven in 2015, and not a day goes by that I don't think about him and really miss him. But I'm so grateful for the legacy he left my family and I. He really showed us what the Heavenly Father was like because of his love for our family and the legacy he left us. And so I'm so grateful for my dad and what he's meant in my life. And I want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
That's Jim Brady, and here he is with Melissa. Maybe some things that his dad taught him, the little things.
Lend a hand to a friend in need. Go the extra mile when nobody sees. Tell the truth when no one does. Always do the right thing no matter what. Be good and kind. Forgive mistakes and always be the one who's quick to offer grace. The little things are the big things. It's the stuff that money cannot buy. The little things are the big things. We only get one chance to get it right. Give much more than you take. Don't sell your soul reaching for a someday break. Take the time, visit mom and dad. You don't want to look back someday and wish you had. Days fly by lightning fast, so make each moment count, holding nothing back. The little things are the big things. It's the stuff that money cannot buy. The little things are the big things. We only get one chance to get it right. The little things are the big things in this
That's Jim and Melissa Brady. I asked Michael Booth, what are some qualities of a good dad?
You know, when I think of qualities of a good father, I get immediately convicted because as a father, I sure wish I had done better. And I don't know many dads that don't feel that way. But having said that, we try to give a picture of the Heavenly Father's care, protection, authority, love, provision, and all those things. So I hope some way, some small way, I've been an example, just to point them in a direction, say he's good and he's better than me, but he's really good.
That's Michael Booth, and he's out front on this Booth Brothers song, Oh, How Great the Love of Jesus.
God choosing to
Jesus, the Booth Brothers. It's our Father's Day celebration, and we have much more coming up. I'm Rodney Balkum, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
Mostly cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms in the early morning, then a slight chance of showers for the remainder of the day, high 80. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, low 61. And partly cloudy, warmer and humid tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms possible, especially later in the day. Some storms could be severe with a high of 85. Currently in Richland Center, well, rain let up a little bit, but now it's raining again, and we have received 51 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today, and our current temperature is 63 degrees. And hopefully that rain will let up here soon. That way, get the rodeo action in today, and also Home Talent League baseball, and hopefully the weather will hold off for that. And Arena is hosting Muscadet. So Muscadet at Arena today. Our first pitch will be at 1, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast right here on WRCO 100.9 on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. And Phil Nee will be making the call for that game, and the pregame will start at around 12:40. And also the Brewers, they're looking to bounce back after their loss to the Cardinals yesterday and take that series 3-1 at American Family Field. First pitch for today's contest will be at 1:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 12:35.
The Gospel Greats! Welcome back. We have lots of requests to play for Father's Day.
My name is Nancy Schrader. I'm from Sayre, Pennsylvania, and I was so blessed and privileged to have a wonderful Christian father, and I can hear him now singing his favorite song, Until Then. Would love to hear it again. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, Nancy. Let's all try to sing along with Kim Hopper on this beautiful version of Until Then.
My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along the trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold that city. Their value
Until then, that's Kim Hopper.
Hi, I'm calling to make a request for my dad for Father's Day. He's been gone 29 years. His favorite song was In the Garden, and we played it at every single family thing. And every time I hear it, it reminds me of what a wonderful dad I had.
That's a great request, and Wes Hampton does a great job on this song, In the Garden.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still.
Yes, this is David and Norman from Morristown, Tennessee. Knowing that Father's Day is approaching, and we're so grateful for our father, which has gone on to be with the Lord back in 99. One of the sayings that my dad would sometimes say as we were talking and reminiscing about things before he passed away was, said, boys, y'all need to watch your corners. That's an old saying, but I said, Dad, we were talking. I said, Dad, what do you mean by that? He said, well, guys, you never know who's going to be around the corner and who you may run into. But it's important to be kind and to be nice, whoever you run into. I said, well, my goodness, and I told my brother, we need to take that to heart and really apply to our lives as well. But one of Dad's favorite songs is by Squire Parsons. If I could Beulah Land, and who cannot appreciate Beulah Land? On this special occasion for my dad has gone on to be with the Lord, could you play your playlist, Beulah Land by Squire Parsons?
David, we'd be happy to play this song from the late Squire Parsons. What a great Christian example he was, and is now celebrating Father's Day with his Heavenly Father. Here's sweet Beulah Land.
I'm kind of homesick for that country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time
Parsons. Happy Father's Day to all of our dads. More special requests coming up. And later on, David Sutton of the Trumpet Quartet talks about the loss of his dad.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
And it continues to rain in Richland Center. Now we're up to 54 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. And mostly cloudy today, showers and thunderstorms in the early morning, then a slight chance of showers for the remainder of the day with a high of 80. Mostly cloudy tonight. A chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after midnight. Low 61 and partly cloudy tomorrow. It'll be warmer and humid. Showers and thunderstorms possible, especially later in the day. Some storms could be severe and a high of 85. And currently in Richland Center, as I mentioned, it's raining outside. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 1 mile per hour. And our current temperature is 62 degrees. And tonight, Mr. Bo Hinrichs will be in. He's not here today, but he'll be in tonight with Old Country, and Bo will be playing you some great classic country music for your entertainment. So if you like classic country music, then you're going to love Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 on WRCO.com. And if you download that Civic Media app to your phone, you can take Bo on the go on that Civic Media app.
The Gospel Grace.
Hello, friend, and welcome back. Buddy Mullins of the Booth Brothers talks about being a dad.
I feel like I'm being a good dad when I'm just being real and not being, not trying to show them some kind of false perfection. I think some of the best times between me and my girls have been those teaching moments when they maybe have done something wrong, but I got to sit down and instead of just punishing them in some way, we would talk about it and I would refer to things that I'd been through just like what they were going through.
That's Buddy Mullins, and here he is with Moment of Hope.
I'm tired of being fearful, depressed and all alone. I'm sick of feeling helpless, like all my hope is gone. I'm through with feeling worthless, focused only on the pain. I'm gonna claim my freedom right here today. I'll start with being thankful for every breath I take. Live a life that's grateful. Whatever comes my way, I'm choosing to be joyful. In every circumstance, in shadow or in sunlight, I'll live my
Mullins. Psalm 103 verse 13 says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. It's our Father's Day special. Rodney Griffin of Greater Vision says his dad has been a role model.
I would say of all the people I've ever known, my dad, Jeff Griffin, has had the most influence on my life than anyone. I've never known a more consistent, godly man. And I find myself many times during the day thinking, what would Dad do in this situation? He's been a pastor now for 50 years. What an incredible man, a servant. Every day he wakes up to serve someone. And I just want to be like my dad.
That's Rodney Griffin, and here's Greater Vision with I Know He Heard My Prayer.
passed away, I see the light of day. The sun is shining through, dispelling gloom with hallelujahs. I know that this is real, for in my heart I feel that my Savior.
Father's Day is a special day to celebrate our dads and granddads. Jonathan Wilburn shares a great lesson that his grandfather taught him.
And my mind goes back, as we remember Father's Day, to my grandfather, J.B. Smith. I remember going to their home to stay with them and go fishing with my granddaddy. One of the things that really stands out in my mind, my grandfather was born into a very poor family. His father was an alcoholic and they didn't have much when he was a kid, and he worked so hard his whole life to provide for his family. And he even taught himself to read and math. He only had a third grade education. But something that really touches my heart, as I sat here outside on my mom's porch listening to the birds sing, I remember going to stay with him when I'd be going to school, and the next morning I would get up and he'd taken my shoes and he'd cleaned them and used shoe polish to clean my shoes. And he'd have them setting up on a little pedestal. And I remember I'd go down to the kitchen and sit down with him and eat breakfast before school. And he'd say, "Son, I just want you to know you can tell a lot by a man by how he keeps his shoes." And you know, that still touches me today, because It instilled something in me to work hard and provide for my family. And I just want to say thanks to all the fathers who are out there putting forth a special effort.
That's Jonathan Wilburn, and here he is with Will the Circle Be Unbroken? That's Jonathan Wilburn. Coming up, we'll close out the program with David Sutton on the recent loss of his dad.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
And currently, we are receiving rain. It's kind of lightened up a little bit, but we have received 56 one-hundredths of an inch, according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. So far today, we've received that. And just to let you know that today, mostly cloudy conditions are expected. Showers and thunderstorms in the early morning, then a slight chance of showers for the remainder of the day with a high of 80. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after midnight, low 61. Partly cloudy tomorrow, warmer and humid. Showers and thunderstorms possible, especially later in the day. Some storms could be severe, and a high of 85. And then tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms possible, and a low of 65. And currently in Richland Center, as I mentioned, we are receiving rain. The winds are calm, and our temperature is 62 degrees at 744 on this 15th day of June. And once again, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have the morning news. I'll be bringing you local news, vital statistics, and before the news, we'll have a weather report from Nick Grunseth, and then a sports report, and then some more great music to take you through your Sunday morning. And a reminder that the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals concludes today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Cowboy Church will be held at 8:30, and that's going to be in Building H, so you won't get wet when you go to Cowboy Church this morning if you attended. And the finals will be held with special introductions at 11:30 and performances at noon. The winner of the Queen Contest will also be announced before the noon performance. Cost to attend is $9 for adults, $8 for students and senior citizens, and $4 for children 6 to 12. Children under 6 are admitted for free.
The Gospel Great.
Hello, friend, and welcome back to our Father's Day celebration. In late April, David Sutton lost his father, Denny Sutton. David got the news just before a performance in Myrtle Beach. He shares the story.
Rodney, Father's Day is going to really be different for me this year. I lost my dad April the 22nd. My dad fought pulmonary fibrosis for 4.5 years, and we knew the day was coming. I've tried to prepare myself for a long time for this day. I was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, at Singing in the Sun. We were actually getting ready to walk on stage to sing, and I got the phone call. And when I got the call, of course, you can only imagine. My dad was my hero. My dad was one of my best friends. My dad was my favorite singer. My dad was, to me, the best dad that a son could ever ask for, to me and my brother both. And, of course, we were getting ready to walk on stage. I guess it was about an hour before when I got the phone call. So I went to the bus, and obviously the guys come out as soon as they found out. You can only imagine the emotions that I was going through. And as I look back on it now, I realize that I was at the right place that I needed to be. I was surrounded by people that loved me. Looking back on it, one of the first people that come to the bus when he found out was Brian Free. We were with Brian Free and Assurance that night. Karen Peck and New River they actually left. They couldn't be there that night because of sickness in their family. Wisnets were there, and Brian Free came out to the bus. And I was sitting there thinking, you know, Brian just sit there and held me. And when I was very emotional and just started pouring into me. Brian's always been a good friend. He was a guy that I always looked up to growing up, and he it's pretty amazing how God puts people in your lives at the right time. Here's my hero that I looked up to growing up as a tenor singer, and here he is with his arms around me, getting me through a time that was really hard for me. The next people that come out to the bus was Jeff and Susan Wisnett. Again, just poured into me, and I needed to get to Goldsboro. The guys asked me, David, can you get through this concert? And we had about a 25, 30 minute set. And I said, you know what, guys, this is probably going to be the hardest thing I've ever done, but my dad, this is what he would want. This little thing that I run across before my dad's funeral that just kind of summed up my dad. So I'm just going to share this with the audience that's listening right now. And I know a lot of people maybe didn't come from a home like this. And for that, man, I'm so sorry. But I was blessed to have a great dad. And so to me, what is a dad? A dad for me and my brother was a father, a guardian, protector, and a friend. He was a teacher, a mentor, inspiration, listener, best hug giver ever. In my case, he was the man with the golden voice. What a voice he had. He was a fixer-upper, a handyman, a mower man, taxi, bank, and a chef. Tough on the outside, humble in the middle. And to me, he was the best dad ever.
That's David Sutton, and here he is with the Triumphant Quartet, Mercy.
What the mercy of God can do. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of His blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done, but His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. So much power in the blood, oh. I thought I deserved, oh, to be 6 feet the earth. For all the things I've done, the things I've said, the choices made that I regret, oh, I would still be lost. Oh, but for the mercy of God. Now I'm story, how I've overcome. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done, but His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. Oh, the blood, His precious blood. Oh, the blood, was the cross meant for me that my Savior carried? Oh, I've been made free by the mercy of God. Was the grave meant for me, where my sin laid buried? Now I stand redeemed by the mercy of God. Was the grave meant for me, where my sin lay buried? Now I stand redeemed by the mercy of God. Now I'm alive to tell the story, the power of the blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done, but His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. Yes, His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood.
His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood.
Mercy, that's the Triumphant Quartet. That wraps things up for the program today. All of the music heard on the program is available at singingnewsstore.com. Again, that's singingnewsstore.com. If you'd like to make a request for a future program, please call our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, our featured group will be Phillips and Banks.
We travel every weekend and we share our songs and our ministry and music. And most of all, we like to share our stories, and the messages behind these songs are really important to us. So,
Phillips and Banks coming up next week. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know Him and to make Him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats. Oh, and since it's our Father's Day program, I have four children, Chandler, Kylie, Reagan, and my baby girl, Casey, is getting married next weekend, and she snuck one in on her dad and called our Father's Day hotline.
Hi, Dad. It's me, Casey, your baby girl. I was just calling to say happy Father's Day. I love you so much, and I could not have asked for a better father and for somebody to leave such a positive impact on my life, and somebody that has led the way, showing me how to act and how to behave and how to show others Christ through me. So I'm so grateful for you. I love you, and I hope you have a great Father's Day.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
Journey, walking with my Lord.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli Defense Ministry says it's been flying nonstop over Iran for more than 50 hours since the military operation began. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Bat Yam, Israel.
Israel claims it has killed at least 9 Iranian nuclear scientists since its surprise operation earlier this week. Iran saying at least 78 people have been killed. The death toll climbing on both sides with no immediate signs of peace.
At least 13 people were killed overnight in Israel. President Trump warned Iran against retaliating against the U.S. There were protests against the Trump administration's policies in cities across the country on Saturday. While in Minnesota, the manhunt continues for the man suspected of killing State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband in what Governor Tim Walz called a politically motivated attack. Another state senator and his wife were